理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. It's great to have you with us today as we begin a really cool lesson.
Hi, friends. My name is Steve. That's right. I'm really glad all of you homies have joined us for today's lesson. We're going to be talking about slang. It's not something you normally learn about in the classroom, but I think we'll have fun.
We will have fun. And we know that young people love speaking slang, but not everyone thinks it's appropriate.
Well, I think today's lesson is going to be fat.
Fat, Steve? That doesn't sound like a way to describe the lesson.
Well, it's slang, Vicki. P-H-A-T.
Oh, P-H-A-T. In other words, it's going to be very cool or very hip. Well, students, we hope you'll join us on page 8 in the left-hand column as we begin today's lesson, Speaking Slang.
Speaking slang. Who wants to get upset when you can flip out? Slang is a fun way of expressing oneself. In America, people of different ages, cultures, and places all use different slang. Using slang lets people feel like they belong to a certain group. American youth use it to connect with popular culture. Popular entertainment spreads slang used in one group to everybody else. The cartoon character Bugs Bunny made the phrase "What's up?" popular all over America. Hip-hop music spreads slang that originally comes from African-American culture.
Well, here's a good example of what slang is. Our writer says slang is cool and slang is hip. Those are two words that young people like to use or people like to use when they speak slang.
Okay, and of course, slang simply is very informal speech.
That's right. It's informal speech, not always appropriate in formal situations. Well, it says here, and American youth love to speak it, but I would say probably youth in any culture like to use slang. But slang is something that changes quickly, doesn't it?
It is, and that's one reason why we need to be careful when we speak it, because it is short-lived, or it can be. Certain words outlive other words, though.
Okay, well, we certainly know that cool has been around a long time. People have used this word for many, many years, and it simply means something that's really neat, we might say, is another way to say that, something that's very good. And when we say something is hip, does that mean the same thing?
It means something a little different. It means something that's fashionable, something that's in style. Well, our author goes on to say, who wants to get upset when you can flip out? So rather than getting upset, why not flip out? So there's the word there that's slang, flip out.
Okay, actually it means the same thing as upset. So what our writer's saying is you can use a different expression that maybe sounds a little better or maybe more attractive to young people.
I think using slang is attractive to young people because it's kind of a humorous way to speak. It can be fun. You can exaggerate things. And I think that's one reason why youth people, or young people especially, like to speak it.
Right, and I think it helps them to identify with each other, and they like that. So to flip out gives us the idea of being upset, but I also think that we use it in other ways, too. It can mean that a person gets upset or very angry, or it can mean that you get really crazy, you get so excited about something.
Yeah, you can flip out about a new CD that came out by your favorite singing artist. You can really get excited about that. You can flip out. So slang, again, it carries a lot of different meanings, and you really have to understand the word, or you should understand the word, before you try to use it.
That's right, because flip out can also mean your mother flips out when she finds out that you got a an F in one of your classes, right? So this is the idea here, that slang is very attractive, but it can be confusing. It says slang is a fun way of expressing oneself. So we enjoy that. And it says in America, people of different ages, cultures, and places all use different slang.
Okay, so it's not just the youth. We find out that people from all different kinds of ages, cultures, they use slang too, maybe without even knowing it. They're using words that are informal, kind of unofficial English.
That's right. You know, I think it's interesting, though, that as we mentioned, slang changes over time. And if you're not in an environment where slang is being used, you may not even be familiar with it. And if you hear certain words used, you may not even understand what people are talking about.
That's true. Well, our author gives us two reasons why young people in particular, they like using slang. Using slang lets people feel like they belong to a certain group, and American youth use it especially to connect with popular culture. So those are two reasons why slang is popular.
You know, pop culture actually brings a lot of this slang in, and young people start using it because of the pop culture, and then it does make them feel like they're more connected.
I think feeling connected, feeling accepted, feeling part of a group, that's an important need for young people.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think that's something that's important to everyone. We all want to feel like we belong or that we're connected to something or to a group. And this is what young people need. It says they need to feel connected to this pop culture.
Okay, the author goes on to say, popular entertainment spreads slang used in one group to everybody else. So I think pop culture, movies, music, the internet, these are things that help spread slang around the country and around the world. Maybe many years ago, before the media business really took off, 100 years ago or so, slang didn't spread so quickly or so easily.
That's very true. I think in the past it wasn't quite so true, but now because of the media, these things are spread very, very quickly. And it says one group might use certain slang and it passes on or is spread to other people. So we have a lot of these bands, we have a lot of famous people that maybe use slang in their groups, but as they go out and people listen to their music or people hear them in different programs or watch them in movies, then they pick up that slang.
Right. The author gives us an example. The cartoon character Bugs Bunny made the phrase, "What's up?" popular all over America. So just one cartoon character back in the 50s, I think, made this slang word very popular all over America.
Right. This expression has become popular all over America and other parts of the world now. And it's not just something that was short-lived. We might say this is something that has lasted over a long period of time. People still say that, "What's up?" But that can be confusing. People don't always know what that means.
Right, that's right. It means, how are you doing? What's going on? And actually, Bugs Bunny used to say, "What's up, Doc?" Mm-hmm. So we just took that, we shortened it, and now we say, "What's up?" as a form of informal greeting.
That's right. Well, it goes on to say that hip-hop music spreads slang that originally comes from African-American culture. So this is one group that it started in, and now it has been passed to other groups.
Oh, my goodness. Hip-hop culture has spread all over the world now. You see that in a lot of Asian countries now, people even dressing, speaking like people from the hip-hop culture.
That's right. Well, there's more to learn about slang, and we'll do that in just a moment. Right now, let's take a short break.
Crack up is slang for what? A. To cry uncontrollably. B. To laugh uncontrollably. C. To solve a criminal case. Crack up is slang for what? B. To laugh uncontrollably. I have a funny joke that's going to make you crack up. Okay, ready? I can't tell it.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We've been learning about slang. We found out that slang is considered cool or hip to many young people.
We just learned why people speak slang, and we also learned a little bit about how slang is spread around a country or even around the world.
And we want to learn more. Join us on Line 14 for Speaking Slang.
Speaking Slang. Youth also use slang to distinguish themselves from other generations. When people get older, they tend to use formal English. But slang is more lively and trendy. For young people, slang is much cooler than formal English. Some slang words become so common that dictionaries include them. The word cool is a good example. It has been part of the English language since the 1940s. But most slang words die out as quickly as they are born. 10 years from now, a whole new vocabulary of slang may be popular.
Now, earlier we learned that young people like to use slang. It helps them to identify or to belong with a certain group. It also helps them to feel connected to pop culture. Now it's saying that youth also like to use slang to distinguish themselves from other generations.
Young people like to have their own identity. They like to belong to a group, as we said before. And this is one way that they do it. They like to set themselves apart from different generations. As we were saying, having an older person or hearing an older person speak slang is a little odd. So the young people, it's kind of their language. They own it.
Right. So it kind of distinguishes them or separates them from other people. And this idea of distinguish does mean to kind of set themselves apart from, doesn't it?
It does. When people get older, they tend to use formal English. And that may be because they're getting jobs, they have to speak in a more formal manner, and they can't use slang. And when they do use slang, as I said, it just seems a little funny. It seems out of place, like they're trying to be somebody that they're not.
That's right. I also think as people get older, they don't feel the need necessarily to speak a certain language to fit into a group. They're comfortable maybe with who they are.
That's a good point, too. But slang is more lively and trendy for young people. So that's one reason that they use it. They like it's the fact that it's lively, it's fun, it's trendy, it's in fashion. And those are important things for young people.
As it says here, for young people, slang is much cooler than formal English. So formal English just doesn't seem to have that kind of feeling that it's lively and active. But slang does, and they like that. It's cool.
Right. Well, some slang words become so common that dictionaries include them. We talked about this a little bit with the word cool, how that has become part of the English language. And now dictionaries, as they put out new revised editions, they will look at the English language and they will choose certain slang words that have stood the test of time.
Right, so that's why the writer says the word cool is a good example. It has been a part of the English language since the 1940s, it says. So it's been around a long time. It is now a part of the English language, and it's in our dictionaries.
So it's kind of official now that this slang word has become official English language. Before that time, it was outside of the official English language. But once a dictionary includes it, it becomes part of the English family.
Mm-hmm. But you know, it's still one of those words that I very rarely hear an older person use. An older person, I just wouldn't hear them say, oh, that is so cool.
Well, I have maybe heard some grandmothers or grandfathers speaking to their children. They want to relate to their grandchildren, so they'll try to use a little slang. And maybe that's where I've heard it once or twice.
Okay. But it says most slang words die out as quickly as they are born. Now, it's interesting how we use this expression. They're born. They come into existence. They weren't around, and then suddenly they're around. So they're born into the culture or into the language. But then they die out quickly.
Well, it gives us that idea again that languages are alive. Some words, when they're born, they stay a while, but sometimes they die out quite quickly.
Now, some people may wonder why we say die out. We could just say die. They just die. They're no longer alive or with us. But to die out gives us the idea it's something that dies gradually. It's not something that happens quickly. Notice it says slang words die out as quickly as they are born, but really it's a gradual thing. They do go, but it's not that it happens overnight.
Okay, and I might add, though, Vicki, that some words have taken a long time to catch on, mm-hmm. too. So there may be a region of the country where this word is used a lot, and it doesn't catch on to for the rest of the country overnight. So maybe it takes a lot of time for some words to catch on as well.
Okay, but here in the idea of dying out is it gradually leaves us. We might even talk about a species that dies out. It gradually disappears. Or maybe somebody is opposing something and the opposition gradually dies out.
Okay, let's look at this word or this phrase die out in today's word skit.
Shine your light over here. Look what I found.
Wow. It's an old paper with ancient writing on it.
Oh, what does it say?
I don't know. It looks like it's written in a language that nobody uses anymore.
Well, you mean the language died out?
Yeah.
Why did the language die out?
Well, probably because the people that used the language died out, too.
Oh, well, you mean they didn't survive?
No, they died out, and probably their whole culture died out as well.
Hey, shine the light over here. Look what I found.
Wow, that's a huge animal bone. Oh. Probably from an animal that lived a million years ago.
You don't think these animals are still alive today?
No, I'm sure they died out a million years ago. Oh, maybe they didn't die out. Run!
Okay, well, in this case, we find out that some words die out as quickly as they are born, and it says 10 years from now, a whole new vocabulary of slang may be popular.
Now, I think that's one reason why older people may not be speaking slang as much. That's another reason because, you know, it's hard to keep up with the culture. You don't know when a word dies out, when it will become unpopular to use a certain word, so people just say, I'm not going to speak slang at all and just use formal English.
Okay, so it could change. It could be that the words that are being spoken today and the words that are so popular among young people, in 10 years from now, those words won't be used at all, but there will be a whole new group of words that are spoken.
Maybe even less time than 10 years, maybe 1 year or 2 years. And we see a lot of new words coming into being, especially now that we have computers and internet. Mm. These words are being spread around the world very, very quickly.
Languages always evolve, and that's happening with the language of English as well as every other language. Well, it's time for us to visit the chat room and see what Ken and Rachel have for us, and then we'll be right back.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel. What an interesting lesson we have today. We don't usually get to learn much slang from studio classroom.
You know, the lesson teaches us just a handful of slang words. Maybe we can teach some more to our students.
Okay, I'm game.
Good start. To be game means to be ready and willing. So are you game for some exercise?
No, Ken. I am beat. I already ran 6 miles this morning, so I'm actually quite tired.
Actually, I don't have much energy either because I'm kind of bummed out.
Okay, hold on a minute, Ken. I think you should explain some of these words in Chinese.
Okay, good idea. 今天的题目是俚语，我们可以来学一些常用的俚语。 如果你觉得很累，除了讲 I'm tired， 也可以说 I'm beat， B-E-A-T。 另外还有 to be bummed， I'm really bummed， 或者 I'm bummed out， 就是很泄气、垂头丧气的意思。So Rachel， how do you feel about summer vacation？
Oh， I am so excited. We're going on vacation to America.
That's awesome. I'll be just staying in my pad.
Oh, now that's a drag. Well, maybe you can watch a few flicks at home.
I can get into that.
Okay, Ken, let's hear the Chinese.
You betcha. Awesome 是很棒的意思。 A drag 是令人沮丧很泄气的一件事。电影除了叫做 movie, 俚语叫做 flick. Wanna catch a flick tonight? 相信大家还有听到很多俚语在刚刚的对话当中。会讲俚语或许是一件很酷的事，但是我们学英文呢，还是要先把基础打好。
That's right, students. Don't worry if you don't get these phrases. Michelle has some language tips that are a little more important. So let's go to her right now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 flip out 这个成语。注意 flip 的过去式和过去分词都是重复字尾 p 加上 ed。flip out 是指变成很生气或抓狂，是一个很口语的用语。例如 ,Ricky flipped out when he found out his son dropped out of school. Ricky 发现儿子辍学的时候非常的生气。或者是 ,Patty almost flipped out when she knew she got laid off. Patty 知道自己被裁员的时候几乎要抓狂。继续我们看 connect 这个动词。connect 本来是指连接，但是在这里 connect with someone 或者是 something 是指与某人或某事物产生认同感。例如 ,having the same experience helps Martha connect easily with people who are suffering. 同样的亲身经历让 Martha 可以很容易的对这些受苦的人产生同理心。接下来我们看的是 distinguish 这个动词 ,dis 这个字首有分开的意思，所以 distinguish 是指区别或分辨。与某个对象有所区别是用 from 这个介系词。例如 ,it's hard to distinguish Patrick from his twin brother. 要分辨 Patrick 和他双胞胎弟弟是很困难的。或者是 ,her math ability distinguishes her from her peers. 她优异的数学能力使她与众不同。And now it's time for us to go to the word bank.
Slang. Pete uses a lot of slang when he speaks. Flip out. Mom flipped out when she saw my dirty room. Connect. John and Paul connected with each other through their shared interest in basketball. Distinguish. Tom's hair is bright green, so you can easily distinguish him from his classmates.Die out. Those ancient customs died out a long time ago. No one follows them anymore.
Speaking slang. Who wants to get upset when you can flip out?Slang is a fun way of expressing oneself. In America, people of different ages, cultures, and places all use different slang. Using slang lets people feel like they belong to a certain group. American youth use it to connect with popular culture. Popular entertainment spreads slang used in one group to everybody else. The cartoon character Bugs Bunny made the phrase, "What's up?" popular all over America. Hip-hop music spreads slang that originally comes from African-American culture. Youth also use slang to distinguish themselves from other generations. When people get older, they tend to use formal English. But slang is more lively and trendy. For young people, slang is much cooler than formal English.Some slang words become so common that dictionaries include them. The word cool is a good example. It has been part of the English language since the 1940s. But most slang words die out as quickly as they are born. 10 years from now, a whole new vocabulary of slang may be popular.
Well, students, our writer has given us something very helpful at the end, when to use slang. Our writer says, be careful using slang. Correct usage depends on where you are and who you are with.
She goes on to say, using slang incorrectly can be rude or embarrassing, so it's best to avoid slang until you fully understand the appropriate situations to use it in.
Good advice. Well, students, thank you so much for being with us today. We hope you enjoyed our lesson. We'll be back with a new lesson for you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, friends.